Mark, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
Good, good. In the email that you sent me last week, the economic, the unemployment statistics for Lansing, Ann Arbor, and surrounding areas, as well as the state for July were released. Tell us what you learned.
Well, basically, we had a upward push of the local jobless rate in the Lansing area. It's not really that unexpected. July, we usually see this, even when we in years that we don't have a temporary layoff in auto manufacturing due to model changeover. There's a lot of stuff going on in the labor market in the summer. The biggest driving force for that upward movement of the rate was we had a massive temporary layoff of jobs in local K-12 schools. So they let go of their support staff for the summer. A lot of people become unemployed, you know, just for the summer. They expect those jobs to come back, but it pushes the rate up over the month. So,
when we look at 2010, tell us the trend from January to where we are now.
Well, 2010, it's hard to do that because the jobless rates themselves are not, we don't adjust them monthly for seasonal fluctuations. You kind of got to look at it over the year to really get a feel for what's going on when you're looking at the local stuff. The rates are improved compared to 2009, and that's a little promising considering what we've had. But, I mean, when you go back to, like, 08 and years before, it is still, you know, the unemployment rate is still pretty high historically, still double digits, still tough job market out there.
So if we look at the fact that school starts next week for most everyone who hasn't started this week, there should be a little bit of a bump with those people going back to work.
Yeah, we probably won't see that for a couple months because the next set of data we'll be releasing will be August. Which we'll release at the end of September. So it'll probably take till October till we see that in the numbers when we release the September data. There's a lot of timing issues with that sort of thing too, and that's why I always try to tell people, you know, for the local stuff, let's not get too worked up about a 1 month movement. Let's kind of look at it over the, you know, over a period of time and see what's going on. And that's what's really going to give us an indication of a real economic trend. I mean, one of the things that we have been seeing. Kind of the story that I've been talking about with other folks is that there is an increase in manufacturing jobs in Lansing. It's one of the few MSAs that's really seeing an increase in manufacturing over the year. But that goes to what I just said. It's up versus 2009, which was a really, really bad year that we had. But still, you know, we're still off from 2008 levels.
And, Mark, I know that you don't talk policy and you don't predict. But if we go by the information that you've given us, we're hanging in there.
We're hanging in there. I mean, that's probably about the best way to put it right now. I just been saying, you know, as general as it sounds, that we could be worse. We compared to other regions of the state, we are stronger. But compared to what we've done historically in the Lansing area, there's a lot of room for improvement.
And, Mark, before we let you go, tell the listeners what you do to compile the information that allows you to come to the analysis that you gave us.
Well, there's a lot of I could spend a couple hours talking about all the different data sources that they use to actually come up with the final unemployment rate. There's a number of inputs. They use UI claims data. They use estimates that try to account for people who exhausted their claims. Inputs that factor into the model that if people say they just entered the job market, they didn't actually lose a job. So, of course, they wouldn't get unemployment benefits at all. We try to account for those folks as well. We look at what employers in the area have done with the employer-based surveys. All of those things get thrown into a model that churns out this number. The final number that you see.
All right, Mark, we appreciate you spending the time with us, and we'll keep watching those numbers. Hopefully we'll see good news.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, thanks for having me this morning. I appreciate that.
When will that next report come out?
It'll be the end of, I don't have the exact date right now, but it'll be the end of September usually for the local stuff. Yep.
All right. Thanks so much, Mark.
Yep. Okay, take care, Tony.